Masechet Zevachim, Perek Tet, Mishnah He. This Mishnah is going to list parts of Korbanot that have to be removed from the Mizbeach, even if they are completely valid, Mishnah says. Ve'elu im alu yerdu. The following items, if they went up to the Mizbeach, they have to come down. Besar koche kadashim, ubesar kadashim kalim. The meat of kache kadashim and the meat of kache kalim. The basar of these animal offerings is never offered on the Mizbeach. Rather, we cook it and we eat it. The kache kadashim and the kache kalim are cooked and not put onto the Mizbeach. Umotar ha'omer, the remainder of the omer offering. The omer of the mincha brought on the second day of Pesach on behalf of the Jewish people. Like other menachot, we have the komets and the shirayim. The komets is the amount that the Kohen removes with his three middle fingers of his hand called kemitza, and the shirayim is the part that remains afterwards. The komets is burned on the Mizbeach, and the shirayim are eaten by the Kohanim. So if the shirayim go up, you bring them down. Ushtei alechem, the ushtei alechem korban, which are the two loaves of bread that are brought in Shavuot, that are brought with two lambs, they are also eaten by the Kohanim. Ushayane menachot, the remainder of the menachot. The menachot are the also flour offerings that are brought. We have the komets and the shirayim. Like we mentioned, the shirayim are eaten by the Kohanim. So if they go up, we bring them down. Ve'aketoret, and the ketoret, which is the mixture of different spices that are brought twice a day on the inner Mizbeach. These items have to be removed from the Mizbeach because they have no connection to the Mizbeach whatsoever. They're supposed to be eaten by the owner, or like the ketoret, burned on the inner Mizbeach. The Korban Olah has its blood and its meat burned on the Mizbeach, but the other parts of the animal are not taken up to the Mizbeach, and unless they're still attached to the meat, we do not bring them up to the Mizbeach. Hasemer shebirashea kevasim, the wool on the heads of the lambs of the Olah. V'haseaar shebezekan hateyashim, the hair of the beards of the goats. V'haatzamot v'hagidim v'hakarnayim v'telafim, the bones, the sinews, the horns, and the hooves. If they're attached to the flesh of the Olah, they're brought up to the Mizbeach with it. Because the Pasuk says the Kohen, he burns everything on the Mizbeach. But that's talking about while it's attached to the animal. But if it was detached from the flesh, we do not bring it up to the Mizbeach. As the Pasuk tells us, you should make your Olah offerings the flesh, which is the meat, and the blood, which implies that the other parts are not brought onto the Mizbeach. So we have a little bit of a contradiction. On one part it says all of it, and the one pasuk says all of the animal. Second part says it's only the meat and the blood. So we say, the first pasuk is talking about when everything's still attached. The second pasuk is talking about when they're not attached anymore. We do not bring anything besides the blood and the basar. We learn from here also that if you did bring up parts of the animal that were not supposed to be brought up after they were detached, we bring them down. We do not leave them on top of the Mizbeach.